For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
High-level U.S. and Canadian officials meet behind closed doors to focus on the strong alliance between the two countries. U.S. Secretary of State James Mattis following the meeting.
We are united in the North American Air Defense Command, where Canadian and U.S. fighters together guard the skies above North America and our 360 million people.
U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo was asked to touch on the two Canadians that have been detained in China.
The unlawful detention of two Canadian citizens is unacceptable. They ought to be returned. The United States has stood for that, whether they're our citizens or citizens of other countries. We ask all nations of the world to treat other citizens properly, and the detention of these two Canadian citizens in China ought to end.
China is holding the two on suspicion of activities that it says endangers China's national security. According to Bloomberg News, President Donald Trump named Mick Mulvaney Director of Office of Management and Budget as his acting White House Chief of Staff. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. Call right now. That number again is 800-280-2144.